Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of my Sunday School Lesson Commentary. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Moses, Prophet of Deliverance, and is found in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 22. Much of what is considered the Western world, as well as many other parts of the world, considers to be normative, good, evil, acceptable, and unacceptable comes from what are called the law of Moses. The laws aren't really Moses' law. They are God's law that were given through or by Moses. Moses is a descendant of Abraham. Abraham is the man the Bible says God called and established a covenant with him, which he promised to extend to his descendants. The descendants of Abraham spent over 400 years in Egypt. At some point in that 400 years, they were enslaved by the Egyptians. Moses is the man God called and sent to Egypt to lead Abraham's descendants out from Egyptian bondage and to the land of Canaan, which he had promised to give to Abraham's descendants. Because of his leadership, Moses is called a deliverer and a savior of the Hebrew people. But more than that, Moses is called a prophet and lawgiver. According to the Bible, Moses had a relationship with God like no other before him. To him, God spoke face to face like a man. It was this intimate relationship with God that allowed Moses to write the first five books of the Old Testament, including the book of origin called Genesis. God gave his law to Moses to give to Abraham's descendants, whom God called his chosen people. It was through this law and these people God would sanctify all people of the world. Much of the world's cultures and bases of morality have been and are still influenced by these laws of Moses. Only one other person has eclipsed Moses' influence of the aforementioned cultures. The lesson today tells the people to expect this person, whom God called a prophet like Moses. He was to be a lawgiver on the order of Moses, and they were to listen and obey what he says, like they were to listen and obey the law Moses gave them. This person is, of course, Jesus Christ. He is a prophet from among them like Moses. He will speak the words of God and represent the authority of God. The words or law that he gives will supersede those of Moses. Jesus would say, "You have heard it said," referring to the law of Moses. Then he would say, "But I say," and give them or us the law that replaces the law Moses gave. Much of the law of Moses is still the foundation from which morality and civil law is based. Recently, however, there has been an effort to discount, erode, and invalidate the parts of the law people find inconsistent with their preferred lifestyle choices. Nevertheless, Moses remains a prophet of deliverance. He delivered the descendants of Abraham from bondage and gave them the laws of God designed to sanctify them and set the standards of holiness for the rest of the world. He prophesied that God would raise up another prophet from among them like himself, who would speak for God with the same authority he spoke with. To him they were to listen and obey. That prophet is our Lord Jesus. Other prophets God would also send, but none of them with the stature of Moses. Prophets who prophesied in the name of other gods or falsely in the name of God were to be put to death. If what the prophet said doesn't come to pass, God did not speak through that prophet. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday. Invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and clicking the online services link. You and others can also join us by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview and I will get back to you. So as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.